It's been nearly 2 months since the last episode of Kung Fu Kinte, and, it's been a crappy 2 months. Like, where's the episode been, dude? I've been waiting for it. The wait, in the end, was worth it. Kung Fu Kinte's latest episode is just a lot of fun. If I have to sum up the entire series, I would just say it's a lot of fun. After Dano was kidnapped, we kind of wonder where the series is going to go next, how they're going to take care of it. We meet the villain, the main villain. We can kind of get a better idea of who he is, and he's pretty off the wall. He's pretty wacky. Just everything from the trampoline scene, and everything is so suggestive of something else. If you have a filthy mind, and your mind trails off, and it alludes to other things constantly, Kung Fu Kinte is the perfect show for you. Because every single shot seems to have something else going on than what is actually going on. Between that and the customary, what has now become a customary, fantastic fight scene in every episode, and just the little flashbacks and the antics, this episode was solid. It was definitely worth the wait. And my favorite scene during the entire episode is when our Bostonian cop gets the picture of Scarlett Johansson, and he's left alone in his office for a little while, and he toots the old trombone there, and all you hear is his catchphrase over and over and over again. I mean, if that's the way you were going to do it, that would be a pretty damn good way to do it. And Earl Grey just doesn't disappoint. The show deserves so much more credit for the things that it's able to emulate and to bring out. It's like, if you grew up playing fighting games on the PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and things like that, you'll recognize moves and things like that during the fights. If you like anime, if you like just primetime TV animation, you'll recognize certain things. The mention of the portal gun was very well played. I enjoyed that immensely. And it's just another way of just taking a niche audience and making them feel absolutely comfortable in animation that some people might not find comfortable. The animation isn't fantastic, but that's not the problem. The animation is good enough to tell the story and then some, and the story itself and the comedy and the jokes, that's where it's all at. It's like if you take South Park and Family Guy, put them in a blender, and have Mel Brooks tell you a joke while you're drinking what was just blended, you pretty much got Kung Fu Kinte. Some people might say it steals content from other places and kind of plays with it. No, I think it's they're alluding to these things, they're emulating, yes, but in a way Earl Grey is like a tribute animator with a fantastic creative mind all his own. He's taking from all of these things and he's making his own. These characters, you will not see any of these characters on other shows. You won't. There's no Chinese guy trying to sell crack cereal to kids. There's no Bostonian cop looking for pictures of Scarlett Johansson naked. There's no general in a wheelchair that's overtly racist. There are characters similar to those that we immediately think of when we think of these characters, but they're not them. They would never get away with the things that they say or the things that they do, and that's the reason why Kung Fu Kinte is so solid. And considering all that's going on in this episode, it takes it to another height. I mean, this episode just doesn't let up. It just I found it funny throughout, and just breaking of the fourth wall continues, and just all of the things that made the show enjoyable through the first couple of episodes continue. The only thing I can say that I think the show needs to continue to do is to put out more episodes and put them out quicker, and prove that it belongs with some of the other big shows out there. Because I think, while, again, the animation may not be in the same league as some of those shows, considering everything that gets done in-house by one person, there's no reason why this show can't be seen in a bigger venue and seen by more people and enjoyed by more people, because there are plenty of people that love the things that are mentioned throughout every episode of this show. It just makes sense.